Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air. Our first reviewer today is a returning listener first heard on last year's BookSpeak, followed by a poignant review related to a recent national loss.
High Tide in Hawaii is a great book for people of all ages. Mary Pope Osborne writes Magic Treehouse books. Mary Pope Osborne also writes other children's books. In High Tide in Hawaii, the main characters are Jack and Annie. Jack and Annie, who are brother and sister, live in Frog Creek, Pennsylvania, and they share a very special secret. They're time travelers. Do you know King Arthur? Well, Jack and Annie know his sister very well. Her name is Morgan Le Fay. Morgan's a time traveler, too. Morgan is also a librarian. Morgan travels around the world in a magic treehouse to look for books for her library. Jack and Annie found out they have to flip open a book and say, "I wish we could go there," and the treehouse goes there. Annie, who believes in magic, and Jack, who loves to learn, are the only ones who can see the treehouse besides Morgan. I like how at the beginning of the book they found a message that Morgan wrote, and the message says, "To find a special magic, build a special kind of ship that rides the waves both high and low on every kind of trip." To find out what kind of ship they mean, read Magic Treehouse number 28, High Tide in Hawaii. I'm Lily Philwock for BookSpeak.
Since the untimely death of veteran newsman Tim Russert, copies of his book, Big Russ and Me, have literally flown off the shelves. It seems fitting that Russert's love for journalism is not the only thing he will be remembered for, but perhaps his greatest legacy is his loving tribute of a book to his father, Russ. In retrospect, the book turns into a love letter to his son, Luke, giving the lesson of life often passed on from father to son. Russert, at one point in the book, tells his son, "You're always, always loved, but you are never, never entitled." Indeed, the book opens the door for fathers and sons to connect on a more meaningful level, if not a more humorous one. My favorite part comes where Big Russ gets Tim a deal on a new car, negotiating for an FM radio to be thrown in after he's already made the salesman take a rock-bottom price. Tim admits to being fully embarrassed by this lesson his father teaches him, but he drives the car until it's towed away from a Washington street being labeled as hazardous material. The reader will also enjoy Tim's story about obtaining money to attend law school in the early 70s, basically provided by a guy named Frank and a Bruce Springsteen concert. Russert writes, "I thought because the money was in small bills that it came from playing cards, but Frank said, 'Nah, I've been building the kitty.'" These are the types of stories told in Russert's book, mainly as a tribute to his father, but also reflecting the values of his Irish Catholic upbringing in Buffalo, New York. Russert himself can hardly believe as an average boy he's grown up to live the American dream of interviewing world leaders and moderating the Sunday news program Meet the Press. A must-read for all members of the family, but especially for fathers and sons everywhere who would begin the conversation of what it means to be male in our society and how fatherhood is still an entrusted goal to be nurtured and treasured within our culture. I'm Sonia Jordan-Paul for BookSpeak.
Sonia Jordan-Paul, as well as our previous reviewer, Lily Philwock, are both listeners from Muncie. And that brings us to the halfway mark in our summer BookSpeak series. There's still a chance for you to review a book on the air. Reviews should be around 2 minutes in length and emailed to Carol Trimmer here at the station. That's CTRIMMER@bsu.edu. More information is also available at many public libraries around the listening area, who encourage everyone to get involved in summer reading. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Casella's Kitchen of Muncie, the Edward Jones offices in Anderson and Pendleton, and Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.